A person who already said Kriya Shema and he comes into the shul with the same Kriya Shema, so he has to read the first pasuk with him, because it shouldn't look as if he's not involved in the Kriya Shema. Mishnah Berurah says he should say also Boshenk Foy Machuzo Yilam Void. He also brings the opinion of the Gro that says he has to say the entire Kriya Shema together with them. Though the person is behind the tzibur and he's in the middle of Sukkot Zimra, says the Mishnah Berurah, one should not be machmir more than saying the first pasuk together with the tzibur. The reason, like we said before, that you should say together with tzibur is shelo yirek hilo ain't right to the kabel malch shemayim mechaveh. Shouldn't look like as if he doesn't want the kabel ol malch shemayim of krishma together with everybody else. Vehu adin moi beit knesses. Ve'oyim adibrei tachanunin oy psukim b'mokim sharashay lipsik. He's in the middle of saying other tefillas psukim in a place that he can't take a break. He should also say together with tzibur. Aber im Osik beim Mokum she'enu Rashi Lipsak Goy in Yibor Sh'oma Ve'eilach. He's already started Bor Sh'oma in the middle of Pesuk Zimra. He should not be Mavsik. L'yavsik Ela Yoyim Ha'teva Shu Oymer B'shosh Ha'tzibu Oymer Pesuk Rishoyin Nigan Ha'tzibu She'enira Kilo Ha'kayim Oymer. He should make believe as if he's reading it together. Say the same Nigan as everybody else, but he should say whatever he's saying. Now, the way that the Mechaber said it is that once he says Baruch Shoma, he should not stop in the middle of the Pesukim Zimra to say the first pasuk of Kriya Shema with the Tzibah. Shabur brings the Achrayim to say that if he's in the middle of Birchas Baruch Shoma, Yishtab, and Pesukim Zimra, he should stop, but like we said before, just say the first pasuk together with the Tzibah. But if he's in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, between one bracha and the next of Birchas Kriya Shema, then he should not stop to say Kriya Shema together with everybody else.